scripture reading, 1 John 4, 7-12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Devotional. God has a different path for each of us. My closing prayer for you is that you would be faithful to your own path. It is a tragedy to live someone else's life. I know, I did it for years. I would like to end our time together with a story about Carlo Carletto. He lived among Muslims in North Africa for 10 years with the Little Brothers of Jesus community. He wrote about how one day he was traveling by camel in the Sahara Desert and came upon about 50 men laboring in the hot sun, trying to repair a road. When Carlo offered them water, to his surprise, he saw his friend Paul, another member of his Christian community. Paul had been an engineer in Paris, working on the atomic bomb for France. God had called him to leave everything and become a little brother in North Africa. At one point, Paul's mother came to Carlo and asked for help understanding her son's life. "I have made him an engineer," she said. "Why can't he work as an intellectual in the church? Wouldn't that be more useful?" Paul was content to pray and to disappear for Christ in the Sahara Desert. Carlo went on to ask himself, "What is my place in the great evangelizing work of the church?" He answered his own question as follows. "I understood that my place too was there, amid the ragged poor, mixing in the mob. Others in the church would have the task of evangelizing, building, feeding, preaching. The Lord asked me to be a poor man among the poor, a worker among workers. It's so difficult to judge. But to one truth we must always cling desperately, to love. It's love which justifies our actions. Love must initiate all we do. Love is the fulfillment of the law. If out of love, Brother Paul has chosen to die on a desert track, by this he is justified. If out of love, others built schools and hospitals, by this they were justified. If out of love, Thomas Aquinas spent his life among books, by this he was justified. I can only say, live love. Let love invade you. It will never fail to teach you what you must do." Question to consider. What might it look like for God's love to invade and fill you, guiding you to what you must do? Prayer. Lord, I can see that there are a lot of things in me that need to change. Let your love invade me. Give me the courage to faithfully follow your unique path for my life, regardless of where it might lead and regardless of the changes you want to make in me. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we go into our final moments of silence and stillness with Jesus, let me just say it's been a pleasure to be with you in the daily office through this audio. So now let me invite you to take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.